Welcome to The Rolling Wave on The Voice of Vashon. This is John Daly, and, well, Kat's not here yet. She's very fashionable, so she'll be here soon. And we're going to kick things off with Laup off of their CD called Drive Away Dull Care. This is The Merchant Song.
Have you heard of the merchant's son? It's Tay the Vegan, he is gone. He's mounted on his noble steed, and away for pleasure he did ride. Follow little Dido, follow thee. A beggar when she chanced to meet, a beggar wench of low degree, and he's ta'en pity on her distress, saying, faith, lassie, you've a bonny face. Follow little Dido, follow thee. Both inclined to take a drink, into a public house he went. They drank whiskey, aye, and brandy too, till the both of them they were rolling full. Follow little Dido, follow thee. Both inclined then to go to bed, and under cover soon were laid. Drinking whiskey I went to their heads, and they both lay like they were dead. Follow little Dido, follow thee. This wench arose, and she's put on the young merchant's clothes, with his hat so high and his sword so clear, and she's away with all the merchant's gear. Follow little Dido, follow thee. A wee bit later the merchant rose, and looking round for to find his clothes, there's nothing left eyeing to the room but a ragged petticoat eye and a linsey gown. Follow little Dido, follow thee. The merchant being a stranger to the town, he's put on the old coat and gown, and down the street he did loudly swear that he'd never lie with a beggar named Mare. Follow little Dido, follow thee. It's Taylor Beggin, he is gone. He's mounted on his noble steed, and away for pleasure he did ride. Follow little Dido, follow thee.
Thank you. love ride or does he rin? Or does he walk the woods among? He vowed this night he come to me. Alas, but my love tarries land. He does nae ride, nor does he rin, but fast walks he along his way. He has mair mind on his fair new love than he has o' the licht of day. He saw a hound draw near a hare, and I that hare draw near a toon, and that same hound has won the hare, but Willie's won he ne'er a toon. For as he gaed up yon high, high hill, and on and doon yon dowie den, 'twas there he met wi' a grievous host that would fear 10,000 men. He's hurried on through Mary's Kirk, and on and doon by Mary's stile, and wall and weary was the ghost that upon him grimly smiled. After ye travel this road, Willie, after ye traveled it in sin, but ye'll never travel this road again, for your days on earth are dean. After ye travel this road, Willie, we ne'er a thought o' charity, but ye'll never travel this road again for the slighting o' the bairn and me. After ye travel this road, Willie, your fair and new love for to see, but ye'll never travel this road again, for this night avenged I'll be. Then she has ta'en her perjured love, and she has torn him fae gear to gear, and on elka side of Mary's stile, oh Willie, she has hung a share. His father and mother both mak moan, his bonny new love she grats air. His father and are both my moan, and his new love tears are here.
Well, that was the fabulous Ray Fisher. She was singing Willie's Fatal Visit, and before that we had Ian Gelston and a couple of tunes, The Cleppy Bells and Jack the Hammer, and we started things off with Loup from These are all people from Northumberland or the Scottish borders there. Laup is includes Ian Geldson, and that the song was a classic ballad from the early 1700s called "The Merchant's Son," and we now have Kat Eggleston back with us. How you doing, Kat?
Hello.
We're I'm here good. With our good friend Jeff Hoyt.
It's about time, Kat.
Yeah, I I'm took not my lie. Time. Yeah. I took my time.
Yeah.
You know, school's out, and I get to kind of lollygag.
I guess that's around. True. It's summertime.
Lollygag, the name of my new band. Should be, anyway.
Lollygag at Lollapalooza. That's what I would like to see.
Well, that's perfect. I think we got a winning combination there, Jeff. That's awesome. That was a cool... I don't remember hearing... I must have heard that last one from Ray Fisher, but I hadn't really concentrated on it before. And it's the same melody as the Grace Silkie, as the ballad version of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I forgot to mention that was Martin Carthy on the guitar. Yeah, this is an old CD from the early 90s, came out of... a small label in England called Say Disc. And they did a lot of really cool traditional stuff back in the day. It was,
Say Disc. I know, I remember that label, but I've never heard it said out loud. It sounds like sadist if you don't say it right.
Yeah.
That's my brain today, I guess. good label, though.
I'm speechless.
See, that was my goal.
New on Sadist Records.
Songs with a beat.
All tied up. Who's the French guy that sort of... Oh, Marquis de Sade.
Yeah.
That's right.
He could be the president of promotion for the Sadist Records.
Yes.
Well, we've gone down into the weeds now.
Yeah. Yes, let's...
That's my job.
Pull us back out, John.
Okay, to cleanse the palate, well, up next we have the Athol set from Skippenish. Here we go. Thank you.
Eskia shaven in ya Sando in Lea Maria Lapkin Piot in the sky Chile could cheat I'll up and be out in Arsh and Nachrich and Long Harsh in a lock and monkey and Gail Chinsen and Glam And tell of and then, ask the love and thing.
Well, that was Elias Alexander from Oregon, who's currently on tour in Scotland right now. And that was a set he calls Grammy's Trip to Oregon. And before that, we heard Alapa by Runrig. And we started things off with another set of Scottish musicians, Skippinish. And that was the Athol set. You have to be very careful how you say Athol. People might miss it. For those who don't know, it's a county in Scotland, A-T-H-O-L-L. And actually, when I visited there once many, many years ago, I was shocked because it looks so much like the Pacific Northwest. About 1900, the Duke of Athol went to British Columbia and he saw all these giant fir trees. And so he thought that would be nice to have back home. So he planted a lot of his estate with Douglas fir. So you go there and you feel like you're just walking in the Pacific Northwest.
Oh, man. Wow. Yeah,
it's very weird.
Amazing.
Yeah, so, and Alapa is the Gaelic for Scotland. It's A-L-B-A, so everybody goes Alba, but it's Alapa because Gaelic is one of those languages that's very rhythmic, and if they feel like it needs an extra syllable, they'll just
be very, very confusing.
Yeah, it is very confusing, yeah. It's a little bit like, I think Anglo-Saxon has that too.
Confusing yet poetic.
Yeah, very rhythmic and...
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. Jeff.
I'm just the old man in the Muppets in the balcony throwing little grenades down into the show.
Yeah, that was the perfect thing to say. I'm very impressed.
We've got something for you next on the playlist here. Is there anything you wanted to add, Kat?
No, I don't have anything to add. And today would be dangerous for me to add anything. Why?
Every day is dangerous with Kat Eggleston. Danger, Kat.
Warning.
Yes, this is the July show for 2025, and we were just racking our brains to figure out what was happening in July, but there's actually so much happening on Vashon in July that we couldn't possibly hope to cover it all.
This is true.
We've got the Strawberry Festival, and there's a ukulele festival, and...
Which I'm actually part of.
And lots of weddings. And
that's going to be fun.
Right. So I could dither along here forever, but why don't we listen to something else that's a little more interesting. This is, if anybody is familiar with the Trailer Park Boys, it's a sitcom.
Seen it, Jeff?
No.
It's awesome. It's hilarious.
It's a Canadian sitcom from Cape Breton. Uh-huh. And this is their rendition of The Cutty Man.
Excellent.
There once was a cat with a hungry belly. The name of the cat was Whiskers Jelly. His throat was dry and his bowl was bare. Meow, meet furry cats, meow. Soon may the kitty man come with birds and mice and some tasty yums. One day when the critters come, we'll eat till our bellies are full. Well, Jelly got his boys and they gathered round. They scattered seeds from a sack they found in hopes the seeds they spread on the ground would bring small critters a boot. Soon may the caiman come with birch and mice and some tasty numbs. One day when the critters come, we'll eat till our bellies are full. While the gang was bored and morale had dipped, till one of the seeds grew green catnip. They sniffed and they snacked and they all got ripped. They all had a meow that night. Soon may the caiman come with birch and mice and some tasty numbs. One day when the critters come, we'll eat till our bellies are full. While their heads were hung and the morn was nigh, the nip was strong and they all got high. Their bellies were shrunk and their bowls still dry. Oh, bring us some ice today. Soon may the caiman come with birch and mice and some tasty numbs. One day when the critters come, we'll eat till our bellies are full. Thank you.
days. Now I am the mariner, the blowsy angry says. Oh, I always love seafaring in life, I bet me loved you. I shipped ashore and cooked me boys and board the kangaroo. Oh, I never thought she would prove false or either prove untrue, as you sail away through Milford Bay and board the kangaroo. Oh, think of me, oh, think of me, she mournfully did say. When you are in a foreign land, I am far away. I and take this ducky, threepenny bit, it'll make you bear in mind that love and trust and faithful heart you left in tears behind. Oh, cheer up, me owns her love, the one who weeps so bitterly. She sobbed, she sighed, she joked, she cried, she got that sick goodbye. Oh, I won't be gone for very long, just but a month or two. When I do return again, of course I'll visit you. Oh, I never thought she would prove false or either prove untrue, as she sailed away through Milford Bay on board the kangaroo. Oh, our ship, it was homeward bound from many's a foreign shore, and many's foreign present unto me love I bore. I brought tortoises from Tenerife and ties from Timbuktu, the China rat and the Bengal cat and the Bombay cockatoo. I paid off my soccer dwelling on the streets above the town, where an ancient dame upon the line was hanging out her gown. Oh, where is me love? She's vanished, sir, about 6 months ago, but with a smart young man who tries a plan for Japan, son and co. Oh, I never thought she would prove false or either prove untrue, as she sailed away through Milford Bay and board the kangaroo.
Was not very good.
okay. Let's back up to the end of that one. Okay. Just the last note.
That was delightful.
Let the applause hold, or you start talking under the applause.
Okay.
Back it up again.
Very arousing rendition of the Good Ship Kangaroo by Parrish O'Larkin. Got to make sure that there we go. And that was
that was fantastic.
That was great.
I loved that. I haven't. Yeah.
The band that he's playing with is called the Netherlands Blazers Ensemble.
Wow, this is kind of amazing.
Yes. And before that, we had Kieran O'Hanrahan from Ireland playing the Galway hornpipe.
The Galway hornpipe.
And the Golden Eagle hornpipe.
Excellent, John. Well
I'm said. Completely sober, really I am. And we kicked things off with the Trailer Park Boys from Cape Breton and their rendition of Kitty Man Sea Shanty, which is, Kat, tell us about
that. This is the Wellerman.
It's the Wellerman. I called it the Cutty Man.
Yeah, I'd say it's all right. But, it's probably the best known sea shanty out there. It keeps getting covered over and over again and changed a lot like this. This one was hilarious.
Yeah, if your folks aren't familiar with the Trailer Park Boys, look them up. Because I found it hilarious.
It really is hilarious. It's very funny.
It's about this trailer park in Nova Scotia in Cape Breton, and it's a send off of all of these kind of Cape Breton Canadian cliches. The national drink of Cape Breton is rum and coke. And the one character, he's never without a glass with the rum and coke in it.
Even when he's a baby.
Yeah, when they flash back to when he's like 3 years old and he's walking around with a rum and coke. So, Kat, do you want to give us a traffic report on this beautiful sunny day on Vashon Island in the middle of the Puget Sound?
Well, we've had a lot of pedestrians, and Matt Lawrence is up there doing his own changing of the sign for the Camp Colvis thing, although he's safely off the ladder
he
now.
He survived.
Yes.
He did.
I don't like seeing people on ladders.
I don't either. It was nerve-wracking, but he's a very capable kind of a guy.
Yes,
and
is.
Camp Colvis is a wonderful place. We're giving it a little free ad right here.
That's right. Great beer, great pork neighbors. Sandwiches.
They're our neighbors. That's
They're right. wonderful people. They're wonderful people, and Camp Colvis is great. I'm hungry just thinking about it. I feel like getting some tater tots right now.
I've been off beer for the last 6 months, but I had two little samples of some of their beer the other day, and it was, oh my God, it was so good.
Promotional consideration on the Rolling Wave is brought to you by Camp Colvis.
That's right. We're wrapping things up here. We are going to play next. We're going to play some Chris Ormston on the Northumbrian Small Pipes.
And love Chris Ormston. Great player.
The tunes are you ready for this? Four Bare Legs Together and Kiss Her Under the Coverlet. I have no idea what these are about, but I'll have to ask Chris and find out what the context is.
Partying.
Right. Thank you.
In the lowlands of Corrigan there lives a white hare, as swift as the swallow that flies through the air. You may tramp the world over, but none to compare to the pride of low Corrigan, that bonny white hare. Oh, in clear autumn morning, as you will suppose, the red golden sun o'er the green mountain rose, Barney Conway came down and he did declare, oh, this day I'll put an end to the bonny white hare. So he searched through the lowlands and down through the glen, all amongst the wild ditches where the white hare then, till at last coming down over the heather so fair, from behind the wild thistle out she jumps the white hare. Bang, bang went his guns and his dogs he slipped too, as swift as the wind over the green mountain flew. But his dogs came back and it made Barney sigh, for he knew that the white hare had bid him goodbye. And we're some jolly sportsmen down here from Pomeroy, from Cookstown, Dungannon, and from likewise the Moy. With our pedigree greyhounds we've travelled from far, and we've come down to Corrigan in our fine motor car. Oh, well into the lowlands these huntsmen did go, and in search of the white hare they look high and low, till at last Barney Conway from a tarp bank so rare, she added up to the huntsman, there lies the white hare. So they called up the greyhounds from off the green lea, and Barney and the huntsman all jumped high with glee. It was there on the tarp bank all gathered around, seven dogs and nine men did that poor hare surround. Oh, no wonder that white hare did tremble with fear, as she stood on her hind legs, she would raise her big ears. As she stood on her hind legs with one gallant spring, she jumped over the greyhounds and broke through the ring. Well, that she aced it went on, it was a beautiful view, as swift as the wind over the green mountain flew. But those pedigree greyhounds, they didn't run far, came back and went home in their fine motor car. Yeah. Then here came another man, and you all know him well, and his name it was Mick Kelly with the bonny black bell. Oh, in search of the white hare, today I'll have fun. I bet 50 to 1 my black bell will her turn. 5 turns the hare got then from bonny black bell, and the 6th one it was given around Gion High's well. It was there we lost sight of the hare and the dog, and then 10 minutes later they came o'er the black bog. Well, that she aced it went on, it was great for to see, oh, the white hare and the black dog, they roam light and free. Till she travelled to Esker, where she knew the lands well, and to bonny Black Bella, there soon bid farewell. And now to conclude and to finish this rhyme, I hope that she'll forgive me for singing all this while. If there's any amongst you in Carrickmore fair, please drink up a health to that bonny white hare.
And that was the beautiful voice of Derry Farrell singing the Cregan White Hare. And we kicked things off with Chris Ormston playing the Northumbrian Small Pipes. That The Cregan white hair reminded both Kat and me of Snatch, the really great movie starring Brad Pitt, who plays a pikey, which is a slang, kind of derogatory slang for gypsies in England. And two greyhounds chasing a hare is a big part of the plot. And we'd like to thank our good
I'm right here.
Our good friend Jim White. For,
you are welcome, my friend.
Sound good.
And thanks, Jeff.
Kat, always a pleasure.
It was nice of Kat to make it. And
so, I thought about not showing up.
Eventually.
We're going to head out with some Kathleen McInnes from the Outer Isles, from the Hebrides. This is a walking song.
Hey to Kaloch, really Kaloch, hey to Kaloch, the Shavalak, hey to Kaloch, Ulan Buya, the Shavuya never fall off. Hey to Kaloch, really Kaloch, hey to Kaloch, the Shavalak, hey to Kaloch, Ulan Buya, the Shavuya never fall off. Really Kaloch, Nangaloch, the Kaloch, Ballan and Galax, Kasai, Tigger Haloch, Herach, the Shahalich, ever fall off. Really Kaloch, Nangaloch, the Kaloch, Ballan and Galax, Kasai, Tigger Haloch, Herach, the Shahalich, ever fall off. Hey to Kaloch, really Kaloch, hey to Kaloch, the Shavalak, hey to Kaloch, Ulan Buya. Uye never fall off. Hey to Kaloch, really Kaloch, hey to Kaloch, the Shavalak, Kaloch, Ulan Buya, the Shavuya never fall off. Really Kaloch and Buya, the Shahalicha, Vaikulam, no the Gana, ye a Kuruk, baited the Yankudi fall off. Really Kaloch and Buya, the Shahalicha, Vaikulam, no the Gana, ye a Kuruk, baited the Yankudi fall off. Hey to Kaloch, really Kaloch, hey to Kaloch, the Shavalak, hey to Kaloch, Ulan Buya, the Shavuya never fall off. Hey to Kaloch, really Kaloch, hey to Kaloch, the Shavalak, hey to Kaloch, Ulan Buya, the Shavuya never fall off. Really Kaloch, Nangaloch, the Palavalan and Galas Kasai, Tigger Haloch, Herach, the Shahalich, ever fall off. Really Kaloch, Nangaloch, the Palavalan and Galas Kasai, Tigger Haloch, Herach, the Shahalich, ever fall off. Hey to Kaloch, really Kaloch, hey to Kaloch, the Shavalak, hey to Kaloch, Ulan Buya, the Shavuya never fall off. Hey to Kaloch, really Kaloch, hey to Kaloch, the Shavalak, hey to Kaloch, Ulan Buya, the Shavuya never fall off.